The pastoral zone, it has certainly it's held its own. It's up about $25-$26 a hectare just on average for the last 12 months. And the sales activity, again, about the same number of sales, but an additional 1 million hectares transacted over that 250-hectare range. We've seen sort of that wheat sheep type zone. The actual volume of sales there is up a little bit. The area there isn't, and that's really a lot of that sort of downs, inner downs country and that sort of area where we've seen, just because of the seasonal situation, not a lot of activity. And then, you know, we'd call our high rainfall areas, so our sort of eastern side of the range and your cane areas, your bananas, your horticultural areas, etc. And again, seen an uplift of about, you know, roughly $85 per hectare on the median price. We've seen the volume of sales transact, but we've got about 2.5 times the area compared to the 2014 year. So there's just a lot more activity in all of those sectors across the board. It's actually very interesting when I was looking at some of our statistics, Robin, that when we look at the size of the properties, and the real story has been that big end of town, as we said. And so when we look at over 5,000 hectare lots, and you're really talking about predominantly grazing for Queensland in this scale, we've had not quite double the area transacted in the last 12 months, but we've also seen nearly a 50% increase in the median price.
So what are people paying for that good country, that grazing country?
Well, it's kicking up. The median price now is about $250 a hectare for that country, whereas 12 months ago it was about $166, according to our statistics. And you know, that $247, we are starting, you know, we are back to sort of getting towards the, not to the upper end yet. The peak was in 2008, but we're only about $50 a hectare away from where that peak of the market is on a median price.
And Tim, what's driving that interest? Is it, again, the fact that land is a good place to invest, or is the fact that it's rained in some areas, or cattle prices are improving?
The evidence, when you put all of the story together around the whole country, is the whole shift in the beef pricing of the last 12 months that has really, you know, put a fire under a fair few areas in terms of wanting to get in, grab it now, take advantage of the opportunity, and certainly that has, I think, been the biggest influence. We suggested probably 2017 or so, Robin, we'd start to see this shift, but time really has, it appears, started to come forward.
And yet we see today and this week, Romo, the number of cattle are back. Today in Dalby, the number of cattle are back. And people are saying that just cattle just aren't there. I mean, the reason the Eastern Young Indicator is still over 600 cents, which we would have never forecast a few years ago, is probably because of the shortage of cattle. The demand is there, so people have got to pay the price for them.
Exactly right. And demand underpins values. Oversupply crashes values. So from that, if you've got cattle, if you've got the opportunity, and again, I think, you know, for most established producers, Robin, you know, they, albeit as bad as the last 4 years have been for a lot of those areas, a lot of established producers can still look through that cycle and go, well, when we do get rain, I've got a good opportunity with grass to create some good value. And so people are prepared to make some investment now into that sector. And how they're being financed, look, I'm not sure on where that's coming from at the moment. But people are obviously very confident and comfortable about the short to medium term outlook, it would suggest.